searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. There's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me with your heart.
Good morning, good morning. My Running for Christ Ministries family and Blog Talk Radio listeners all around the world. My name is Deaconess Loretta Welch, and I will be teaching you the book of Colossians for the next few weeks. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to look into your word and to act on it as we demonstrate our faith. We ask that you open our hearts and our minds as we together learn what it is we need to do to please you, to satisfy you, Father. Father, I ask that you move me out the way and that you just use me to say what you need me to say. Father, remove these butterflies because I don't know why they're there. I think they're there because I'm seeking your approval. That's a lot, but I humbly come before you this morning, Father, and say, bless me. Bless this lesson. Bless all those who are listening as we try together to become the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Okay, in the book of Colossians, we already know that Paul is in prison. He's under house arrest. Paul wrote letters to Corinth, Galatia, Ephesus, Philippi, and Colossae. And in Paul's letters, each letter was, the greetings was the same. It was just a different audience. And each of them contained three things. The greeting was brotherly love, agape. He also commends the churches for their presence in the Holy Spirit, despite the situation that's going on in each one of these cities. Because each city had something that was going on negative that was brought to Paul's attention. He also, in each letter, reminded each church to live in a manner that honors God so that they may produce other believers. So as I begin in Colossians, in every letter, Paul would establish his credentials as being chosen and sent by God. Because one reason, he was not one of the 12 disciples. But the word apostle means one sent by God to preach the gospel. Paul was appointed this task by the will of God, not of his own doing. Paul had never been to Colossae, so this letter is how he communicated with them. And Paul mentions Timothy in his letters because Timothy was a great missionary. This shows us Paul's attitude toward Timothy, our brother, both members, that Paul and Timothy, our brothers, were both members of a common brotherhood. Neither higher than the other. Neither one had titles or distinguishing clothing. And Paul continues to greet the people, Colossae, as faithful brothers and sisters. He wished them grace and peace. This is God's favor and well-being and life. So as I begin reading verse 1, it says, this is a letter from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and from our brother Timothy. We are writing to God's holy people in the city of Colossae, who are faithful brothers and sisters in Christ. May God give you peace. This shows that how Paul attempts to get the attention of these people. These people were either under Jewish law or were actual Jews themselves. So they did not believe that they were capable of having an intimate relationship with God without them being. So God, Paul reached out to them in brotherly love, first of all, to get their attention, to let them know that they were just as equally entitled to that relationship with God as he was. I like that, you know, because a lot of people feel that they can't have or don't have, but we all have the same opportunity to be in a relationship with Christ. It's your choice where, when, and how you go about it. Amen. Let's read on a little further. It says, Paul called them all saints and faithful. These were names given in the New Testament to all Christians. Saint means that they are separated from God to God from the world. And as a result, they should lead holy lives, and our faithful brethren indicates that they are not of common father through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And to be in Christ is speaking of the spiritual level. Romans 9:8 says that not children of the flesh, but children of the promise. That means being saved means that we are no longer looked at by God as children of Adam, but he would now see us as his own. This means there is then now more intimacy and security than even our own minds can understand. as we go on, the grace and the peace, that's what we're given in life through Christ. Paul opens all his letters to whom, whichever city he writes to, he opens it with those three things. Like I said, one is the brotherly love. He commends them despite the situation they're in, and he also reminds them in the manner in which the church is to live once they are in relationship with him. So as we go further into Colossians, we understand that these people have been taught differently. But as our brother, forgive me if I massacre these names because I've been up trying to get the pronunciation right. His name is Epaphras. Okay. It said throughout this letter, Paul tries to refute the hearsay the Colossians were being taught. So he commends the Colossians in their faith, love, and hope. He says, you lean on him with absolute confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness. Paul talks about Colossians' unselfish love. The love Paul is talking about, agape, the Greek word. It's not so much as a matter of emotion as it is of doing things for the benefit of another person. That is having an unselfish concern for another and a willingness to seek what is best for another. It's the highest form of love there is. And so Paul, like I said, each time he dealt with a different city, this is the way he dealt with them, with the highest form of love. Because even though they weren't sure and they didn't know, he wanted to show that when you walk and talk with Christ, you're dealing with the highest form of love. So Paul went on to say, we always pray for you and give thanks to God, the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love for all God's people, which from whom your confidence hope of what God has reserved for you in heaven. So this is having an unselfish concern for one another. This is what Paul's talking about. It says also, having this type of attitude assures us our future and salvation is with Christ Jesus. So we give thanks because of the hope that is laid out for us in heaven. According to John Lightfoot, faith rests on the past. Love works in the present, and hope looks to the future. Love and hope will remain. He's talking about when we see God face to face. These are the things we can carry into heaven. That is found in 1 Corinthians 13:13. And understanding Paul and watching him, this is how God wants us to persevere through. Despite our own situations, despite our whatever you're going through in life, if you remain positive and continue to show brotherly love, you can reach people and show people and teach people just that love. Once that person gets that highest form of love, it's something that you want to give to somebody else. It's something that you want to share with somebody else. And Paul was that person, because we all know where Paul started and where Paul came from. But this just goes to show us that no matter where we start, we can always end up serving the Lord and leading others to him. So it says, wherever Paul went, he preached the good news to the Gentile audience, to the hostile Jewish leaders, even his Roman guards. Whenever people believed in the message that Paul spoke, they were changed. That's why we're supposed to walk a certain way and talk a certain way and behave a certain way. We all fall short of God's glory, but we're all given the chance every day that our eyes open to pick it up, to do better, to refrain from sin. We've already been given the victory. All we have to do is practice this in our everyday lives. And for some of us, it takes praying every day. For some of us, it takes opening the Bible every day. But we too can be good representatives of Christ. Amen. It says, Epaphras was a follower of Paul. He observed Paul and the way Paul did things. And when he himself was converted, his hometown was Colossae. So when Chris saw Paul in Rome, he told Paul about what was going on, the hearsay that was going on in Colossae. And Colossae was his hometown. So when he went back to Colossae, converted, he was able to start the foundation of the church in Colossae, because he himself was converted in Rome. It says that he was an observer of the Apostle Paul, who brought the gospel to the Colossian church. So he founded the church. He himself converted and was in Rome and told Paul about it. And this prompted Paul to write the letter. Paul to write this letter. Paul commends Epaphras in these verses for being a respectful representative of the gospel and a servant of the Lord. Amen. If you notice, Paul never tried to spotlight on him. Whoever did God's work deserved to be uplifted in Paul's sight. So Paul, once he put his seal of approval, those that followed him and knew him wanted to follow and respond to the people he had sent to deliver the gospel. Because had also let Paul know that the people of Colossae was well-grounded and nurtured in the Holy Spirit. Epaphras was given and could say, like I said, the seal of Paul. So once Paul put it on him, then that put him on the same level as Paul. That's one thing about Paul. Paul did not care who he uplifted, as long as he uplifted a man of Christ, as long as he gave the people a leader who was after God's own heart. That's what Paul's intentions were, even from a jail. And I'm looking at this situation, all this positivity, all this brotherly love Paul has behind somebody else's restrictions. But still, he made it so that love that he had touched many other cities through a letter, through the people that he sent to each of these cities. And in this city, it was Epaphras, because this was his hometown. And he was very much aware of the hearsay, where they felt that they had to be special or they had to dress a certain way like the Pharisees. They had to make themselves be known and you can look at them and tell they're individuals of God without even showing the love, the kindness, and the compassion that comes with being a representative of Christ. It goes on to say that Epaphras, a beloved co-worker, he is Christ's faithful servant, and he is helping us on your behalf. He has told us about the love for others and the Holy Spirit has given you. So Epaphras has also let Paul know that these people are ready, willing, and to learn to love, to live, and walk in God's way. He's let Paul know that they already have the ability to reach beyond their community, that they're ready to be servants as well to God. And so as I was reading this, and, you know, we are in the church, or we have members, we're all from different backgrounds, you know, everybody don't know everything about everybody, but if we still walking and talking in the same manner, if we're still putting God first and letting people know you don't have to be special to do this thing or to do that thing. All you have to do is make your heart right with God. So as I get ready to come to a close on this topic this morning, because I don't want to start the middle of something else. It says, so Paul says, I never stopped praying for you since we first heard about you. Complete knowledge of his will to give you the spiritual wisdom and understanding. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All while you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. And that's how it is for us too. These things doesn't change. We're just living in a time of technology. That's why it tells us to pray without ceasing. It tells us to show ourselves approved. The scripture tells us to not to forsake ourselves for the assembly of other believers, that we might encourage one another to do what's right. Not point the finger at what somebody else is doing, but each in their own way trying to better themselves. This helps us to focus more on what it is God wants us to do than what's going on around us. So as we together through the next few weeks go through this book of Colossians, it makes us stronger in the body of Christ. I hope it makes us stronger in prayer. And I hope it makes us, gives us the ability to even reach out beyond just our church, just our neighborhood. But this platform gives us, the world is open to us. And if we live right and we do right, we'll be fruitful. We'll multiply. We'll bring in other believers. We'll bring in others who want to try to do what's right. And so I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to read this, to be a part of Paul's journey changing the world one city at a time. We all have this gift. It's just all about if we take the time to use it and if we take the time to study to show ourselves approved, to assemble ourselves with other believers, because we can always make a change in life, period, by just living right and doing what's right. Thank you for the opportunity, and let me pray us out. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to read this word, to look into this word, and to break this word down. because it's so many words in here that, you know, we just read and we know what they mean, but we have to know what they mean, what they mean pertaining to each situation they're in, because a word, one word can mean more than one thing. But your word means everything. It's our guidelines. It's the way you teach us. It's the way we can know, it's the only way we can know what it is that you want us to do. And I'm grateful, Father, that I can take the time to sit down and teach the little I do know to others. And may together we learn and continue to grow. In our, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Loretta. That was a good start to the lesson of Colossians. I like that part where agape love, he says, the highest form of love. And that's what Paul, he dealt with the people with that form of love, the highest form, just being a leader and an example of how love is supposed to be and how you're supposed to treat people. You know, if you want them to follow you. If you want them to follow you, you know, like you said, nobody's perfect, but we have to walk, talk, and behave in a certain way because we are being watched. We don't want to turn people away. We want to bring them to God so that, you know, they can get the good word, too, and live a good, prosperous life. Happy life, So thank you. That was a very good lesson to start to that. And we just can't wait to hear more.
Okay.
Next week, same time, same place. So thank you and have a great day.
Uh-huh, you too.
Okay, thank you. All right. Hey, I know you have your tea, your coffee, and your cookies and crumpets. And after this song selection, we will see you on the other side to start our worship service. Amen.
In the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Peace.
And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Lord, give me a sign.
For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Preach.
And that righteousness is of me, said the Lord.
Preach.
Amen.
Lord, give me a sign.
I really need to talk to you, Lord. Since the last time we talked, the walk has been hard. Now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone. I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown. And I'm still going through it. Pain and a hurt. Soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt. And I know only I can stop the rain with just a mention of my Savior's name. In the name of Jesus. Devil, I rebuke you for what I go through and trying to make me do what I used to. But all that stops right here. As long as the Lord's in my life, I will have no fear. I will know no pain from the light to the dark. I will show no shame, spit it right from the heart. Cause it's right from the start. You held me down and ain't nothing they can tell me now. Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
Please show me something. I'm tired of talking to him, knowing he's fighting. Crying about life ain't nothing. But you either be the one mad cause you trapped or the one hunting. Trapped in your own mind, waiting on the Lord.
Yeah.
A hunting with the word that cuts like a sword. The spoken word is stronger than the strongest man. Carries the whole world like the strongest man. Through the trials and tribulations, you never let us down, Jesus. I know you're here with us now, Jesus. I know you're still with us now. Keep it real with us now. I wanna feel, show me how, please. Let me take your hand, guide me. I walk slow, but stay right beside me.
Please.
Devil's trying to find me,
please.
Hide me. Hold up, I take that back. Protect me and give me the strength to fight.
Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
Life or death, live or die. I will never live a lie. I'm gonna get because I try.
All right, Lord, give me a sign. If that didn't wake you up and get you motivated, I don't know what. Well, that was a beautiful song. Love that. All right, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world, too. Running for Christ Ministry Saturday morning worship service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience, brought to you by Running for Christ Ministries, a church of teaching, learning, and doing. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with scripture and prayer, and at Running for Christ Ministries, we believe it's vital. And the word of God tells us so. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. And you know, we have this morning to help us do so is our very own brother, Deacon Eric Weed. Thank you, Eric Weed, for being with us this morning.
Good morning. And thank you, Pastor, all for that song. Today we're going to do our scripture reading, 1 John. Chapter 2, verses 28 and 29. And then we're going to go to chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. And this is considered living as children of God. And it reads as follows. And now, dear children, remain in fellowship with Christ so that when he returns, you will be full of courage and not shrink back from him in shame. Since we know that Christ is righteous, we also know that all who do what is right are God's children. See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children. And that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know him, because they don't know him. Dear friends, we are already God's children. But he has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like him, for he will see him, for we will see him as he really is. And who has this? Wait a minute. Give me 1 minute, please. And who has this eager expectation will keep themselves pure, just as he is pure. Everyone who sins is breaking God's law, for all is contrary to the law of God. And you know that Jesus came to take away our sins, and there is no sin in him. Anyone who continues to live in him will not sin, but anyone who keeps on sinning does not know him or understand who he is. Dear children, don't let anyone deceive you about this. When people do what is right, it shows that they are righteous, even as Christ is righteous. But when people keep on sinning, it shows that they belong to the devil, who has been sinning since the beginning. But the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. Those who have been born into God's family do not make a practice of sinning, because God's life is in them. So they can't keep on sinning because they are children of God. So now we can tell who are children of God and who are children of the devil. Anyone who does not live righteously and does not love other believers does not belong to God. I apologize. My glasses are kind of messed up. But anyway, that is 1 John chapter 2, verses 28 through 29, and chapter 3, 1 through 10. And I apologize again for my reading. Now, we're going to bow our heads in a small prayer, and we're going to continue on with our service. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity once again to offer up to you some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. And Lord, we thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. We ask that you fill your Holy Spirit, everyone who will take part in this worship service. We ask that you hear and answer the prayers of faith that are lifted to you by your people in this service. And Lord, we ask that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. We ask that you bless the preacher with the word from you for all of us to hear and obey. We ask that Jesus Christ be lifted in the songs, prayers, and preached word so that all those who are lost will be found. And dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Deacon Reed, for scripture and prayer, and you have a great day.
Thank you, too. And next time, I'll make sure my glasses are good and clean.
You do that. Thank you.
All right. Y'all take care. Peace and love to everyone. Thank you.
All right. All right. Now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own shepherd, Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
Holy, 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 holy is the Lord.
Yo, here we are. Yo, here we are. Let us bow down before the Lord God, our Maker. Let's get intimate, yo. Let's worship him.
Cast down my crown to worship you in spirit and truth. As I see you on the throne, I see your train fill the roof. I'm on bended knees, hands extended, closed eyes. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord the Most High. Woe is me, I'm a man with unclean lips. And I live amongst the people who's on the same trip. There was Sarah flew to me with coal in his hands. He touched me on my lips, said I was a brand new man. As the foundation shook, he's asking, who shall he send? I said, send me, Lord. Commit to faithful men. Sometimes, Lord, I feel like I don't give you enough to count of your joy, to persevere when times get tough. So I keep a concentrated relationship fixed on you. I keep my eyes to the hills so I can have a right view. I stand in awe of you, how you measure the earth with the palm of your hand, and yet and still you want to be friends with such an unclean man. So like John, I fall prostrate on this island of life. I worship you, recognizing you in power and might, glory and light, eternal in sight, blameless and right, creator of life, thief in the night, Jesus the Christ.
I see the Lord seated on the
divine works all around me. I can't get past the evidence, the fact that you're invisible to me is irrelevant. I know you're heaven sent straight to the virgin birth. Gave me a second chance even after man's curse. A third, a fourth, a fifth, and a sixth. You wore my crown of thorns, you took my licks as they spit in your face. Off the cross of sin and you embraced. Now I understand what's the meaning of grace. I war against the flesh, can't wait till the day that you come. Cause every day I'm rewriting Psalm 51. From the weak to the dumb, you make us shine like pearls. Got a new engagement, broke up with that girl named World. The relationship wasn't fruitful, I was Satan's pupil. They told me you was an unfair God, I believe those lies. I know the truth now, cause you've been fair since creation. Man failing and you gave man emancipation. I know the saying, one sin can make man fall. But with one drop of blood, he can save us all. I'm a living sacrifice, I lay my life life up on the altar. I pray to have faith that don't forsake you like a martyr. I have a desire, that's to know you more. I have no choice to live holy, cause I see the Lord. Full of his glory, and the foundations of the threshold tremble at the voice of him who called out. While the temple was filled with smoke, I said to myself, woe is me, for I am ruined, because I'm a man with unclean lips, and I live amongst a people with unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one seraphim flew to me with burning coals in his hands. He touched me on my lips. He said, my iniquity is taken away and my sins forgiven. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, who shall I send? Who will go for us? Then I said, here I am. Send me.
Amen, amen. You know, this usually don't happen. I usually get the music, like, you know, right when this the service is happening. The Holy Spirit, play this one, play that one. You know, he is the one who's really on the wheels of steel, right? The ones and twos, I don't even know what that is, but I'm hearing it, so I'm saying it. But anyway, amen. I usually don't get them this early. Like Wednesday, I got, you know, these songs either when I was exercising. I listen to this kind of music when I'm exercising, jazz and Christian music. Amen. And the Lord said, nail that down. So I said to the Lord, because I forget every single thing, I said, Lord, if I remember this come Saturday morning, then I'll know that you are the one reminding me to play these songs, because, you know, one of the preachers sent me a message, got me over here almost on the flow rolling. But anyway, it was Pastor Jonathan Tate, I'm going to tell it. But anyway, amen. This is what the Lord wanted me to play, and this is what he wants us to be concerned about. Amen. So I know whoever he's trying to reach, whoever he's ministering to, God bless you. He wants you to know. Amen. About you.
I know where my help comes from, right?
world keeps changing, keeps shaking. But the love of Jesus, amen, holds us steady. Ain't that just like God? Blessings coming out of nowhere. You thinking one thing, God done did a whole nother thing. You know, y'all, what the Lord wants us to be reminded about is that one day we're going to get up out of here. Yes, one day we will be the one that they said, do you know so-and-so passed away the other day? We will be the one that passed away. And this is the first song that he put into my memory for today, is to think about when you stand before Jesus. Now, don't go to Revelation 19 and read that and think you're going to the white throne. That has nothing to do with you. That's all the folks who never accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, and that ain't you. But 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10 says, we will all stand before the judgment seat, the Bema seat. And the difference between the Bema seat and the white throne judgment is we're going to go before Christ to get our rewards. You know all that treasure we laid up in heaven? Amen? Okay, we're going to get our rewards for whatever we did in this body. Go read it, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Whatever, we're going to stand in front of Jesus, and he's going to reward us for the things that we did, good or bad. The bad, that was just wasted time, wasted mind. Get nothing for that, right? Just wasted time, wasted mind. But the good, he's going to reward us for that. See, I don't watch sports games on TV. They take too long, and I'm like an ADD person, so I can't watch a whole long game. That's why I'm in the drag race, and that thing happened in seconds, so I'm good with that. Amen. But anyway, I do watch the highlights on the news. I can't watch the game. Take too long. Baseball, I think baseball will be on like 6 months. I can't watch that. And they're racing around the track 400-500 times. I can't watch that. But I will watch the highlights. And that's what God's going to do when we get home. All that crazy stuff we did, Jesus died for all that. But what he's going to do is he's going to roll the highlights. All the things we did in his will for him. Only what you do for Christ going to last. Go ahead, old folks, tell them. Old folks say, only what you're going to do for Christ going to last and get paid for. I guess Erica could say it better in her song. All of us just ought to want to hear Jesus say, well done. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear you say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, so you know I love him. And I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time. get there on the great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. Been nobody there to put me out. But I will be ready when they call your name. Do you wanna see Jesus? Yeah, way up. God and faithful servants. Come on in. Yeah. When I see Jesus, amen.
Once again, you took us there. Yes, you did. And we just thank you. Thank you for those blessings of songs, of faith, and testimony. Our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged. Amen. Which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. Following this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own man of God, Associate Pastor Jonathan Tate, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. Meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Associate Pastor Jonathan Tate. Praise to the Lord. Amen.
Our Father, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Woke up this morning too depressed, ashamed to leave my bed. Can't stand to see my own reflection, so I hang my head. Feel like a disappointment, like the scum of the earth. I'm so hurt, I know you see, I can't cover my dirt. My soul's dying, heart's weak, I can't even cry. I'm supposed to run to you, but why? I'm such an evil guy. The sun's shining, but for me it's the darkest of days. Try to pretend it never happened, but the guilt remains. I leave the house, it feels like everybody knows I did it. Feel like they reading my mind and know the sin I committed. Through your blood I'm acquitted, but my heart doesn't get it. Oh God, I'm desperate for help, cause I'm grieving your spirit. I couldn't sing in Sunday service, Lord, I felt fake. And when they started communion, I just made an escape. I'm in need of your grace, feels like you hid your face. Lord, lead me back to the cross and show me my sins are erased. Punish myself. I know it's dumb, cause by your death all my sin has been dealt. But my sin has been felt. I didn't wanna do it, but what I wanna do I don't. I swear I'm going through it. I'm trying to open up my Bible, need to read your pages. Need your love, but my guilt has got me feeling so faithless. Help me see what grace is, take me to the basics. Help me find my joy in you and not people and places. My sin is ever before me, I turn my back on you. Oh Father, break and restore me and bring me back to you. My sin is ever before me, I turn my back on you. God, break and restore me and bring me back to you.
I'm so desperate, I can't believe a sinner gets you. transgressions and wash me in your blood. Creating me a clean heart, renew a right spirit. Don't hide your face from me, God, your presence keep me near it. I'm waiting patient on you, Lord, I know you hear my cry. Restore your joy in me, for you alone I live and die. It's you I glorify, cause you don't want my sacrifice. You want me broken and contrite and trusting in the Christ. I confess to you my sin and you show me mercy. I turn away from it, demonstrating that you are worthy. Over lust, over pride, over all sin is my affection for Jesus who died for all them. I was lost, now I'm found. I was close to the ground. My sin weighed on me heavy, but I'm no longer bound. As sure as Christ wear the crown, I know that grace will abound. And even when I feel low, knowing you I am found.
Father, we thank you for brand new day, brand new opportunities to praise and worship you, brand new opportunities, Lord, to walk with you and to talk with you each and every day. We thank you, Lord, because you know that we haven't been all that we are in terms of who we're designed to be. We right now, Lord, confess all of our sins before you. We ask for forgiveness of those sins, and we thank you for cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Lord, there are many people who are sick, who are frustrated, who are hurting, who are grieving, mourning. We pray, Lord, for their healing and their restoration, for their peace, Lord, but also that they would use these opportunities to draw closer to you. Your word says that you are our shepherd. Your word also says that you will never leave us nor forsake us, and to be content with the things that we have, Lord, and help us to live according to your word. Help us to remember that word. We pray, Lord, that the spirit in us, Lord, your spirit will be uplifted as the spirit continues to comfort us and to teach us and to remind us of what your word says about any and everything. We thank you, Lord, for our delays, Lord, because we know that everything happens for a reason. You are not surprised by things that happen or things that we say or do. Help us to keep that in mind, that you know us, you created us. You want us to be who we are in you. You want us to walk according to the callings and the purposes that you've given us, because you know the plans that you have for us. Plans not to harm us or to hurt us or set us back, but to give us hope in the future. And we thank you for that. We thank you for being all-powerful, all-knowing, and omnipresent. We thank you for keeping us and protecting us from ourselves, Lord, because sometimes we blame the devil for things that we come up with, things that we decide to do and carry out. And we thank you, Lord, for what our elder brother did on the cross for us. He died in our place and he rose from the grave to pay for all of our sins because he was sinless. But you guys agreed, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that we needed a Savior. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful, Lord, for Blog Talk Radio, for us to be able to reach brothers and sisters all around the world, Lord, to spread the word of Jesus, the good news, the gospel. Right now, Lord, I pray that you will comfort the Mackey family, that you will comfort the AG and Bradley family, and for all those, Lord, who are going through that mourning and that grieving. We pray, Lord, that you will keep your arms around them and help them to realize that your very presence in the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit, was sent long ago to comfort. Because once Jesus, our elder brother, left and went returned to heaven, he left us the Holy Spirit, and we say thank you for the Holy Trinity. We thank you for continuing to love us despite us. Thank you, Lord, for an awesome day. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for each and everyone that's listening. And we pray these prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I give myself. Come on, can we say that all over this room? Say, my life.
Power, power, power of prayer. Thank you. Thank you, Associate Pastor Jonathan Tate, for praying and making our request known to God. We appreciate you and have a blessed day. All right. I am truly enjoying the service, and I hope you are too. There's more to come. I want to thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, the joy, and the blessing. Amen. Okay, time for the preach word. A message from God. Icing on the cake, the good and the best part. The next voice you will hear following this song selection is our very own man of God and always willing Associate Pastor Terrence Tate. Prepare to receive Associate Pastor Terrence Tate coming his own way with a word from the Lord. Amen.
need you to show me your sign. So today I challenge heaven, 'cause I feel in the spirit it's manifestation time. So here I am, Jesus, all I have is your word. Show yourself to be God. I know you won't let me down. Oh,
I won't stop believing.
Jehovah Jireh, I promise I won't stop believing. Come through, just like you did for Abraham. Lord, I need you to show me your sign. So today I challenge heaven, 'cause I feel in the spirit is manifestation time. So here I am, Jesus. All I have is your word. Show yourself to be God. No, you won't let me down. Yeah. Come on, wave your hand and say, I won't stop. You wanna lift your voice and shout.
Good morning, All Block Talk Radio listeners all around the world. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we come before you once again, thanking you for providing us with another day to see your glory. Father, you gave me this word to preach to your people for this sanctified time. And Father, let your glory be revealed. Let your will be done in our lives today. And Father, I just ask that you move me completely out of the way, because it's none of me, it's all of you. And I'll give you, and I'll continuously give you the glory and you the praise that you are due. It's in the precious name of Jesus that I pray this prayer. Amen and amen. Good morning, All Blog Talk Radio listeners all around the world. You know, I love that song, because it talks about he will provide. He will come through. He will be with you no matter what. The title of the message that the Lord gave me to preach today is The Power of Faith During the Test. The Power of Faith During the Test. You know, and the scripture that he wants me to use is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And it reads like this. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You know, we as a church are going to have trials and tribulations. But it's not what we are going through that gets us through the test, but it's how we handle what we are going through during the test that we are dealing with. There is power in faith. Faith is believing what God said and acting on it. Not only is faith believing what God said and acting on it, faith is the active power at work on your behalf. Faith is the active power at work on your behalf. And, you know, it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, without faith, it's impossible to please God, which means when we doubt God, we are not pleasing him. But when we have faith in God, God is pleased because he's telling us, okay, you believe in what I'm saying to you. See, many of God's people put their faith in the wrong things sometimes. I'm going to give you an example. If you need a healing, go to the doctor, but always believe that God says that you are healed, no matter what sickness you are facing. If you need God to provide you with something materialistic, ask God to give you what you need, but always believe that God will provide it, even when you don't see and don't understand how your needs are going to be met. See, many churches today are struggling because of their lack of faith in God. And we can't afford to not have faith in God, because God has always been faithful. And it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The reason why many of God's people haven't seen miracles in their lives the way they want to see miracles done in their lives is because they put their faith in the wrong thing. They haven't put their faith totally in God. If we don't put our faith in God, it says faith without works is dead. If we don't surrender our faith to God, we don't believe God. We don't believe that God can do what he said he would do if we don't surrender our lives to God. See, God has always been there for us, even when we let him down. Even when we've been faithless, God has always been faithful. So why not put our faith, why not turn our faith over to the one who has always been faithful? I'll give you an example. Back in 2009, when I was first called to preach, I did not know what I was going to preach. I did not know how God was going to tell me to preach. I did not know what kind of preacher I was going to be. But the Lord said, are you going to put the faith in me? He said, I have you. Turn your faith over to me. Surrender your life to me. And at first I told the Lord, I said, Lord, but this is not going to be an easy role. He said, son, I told you to put your faith in me. And 2 years in, I still had a hard time doing it. Now, here in 2022, I have surrendered my life over to God when it comes to my preaching style. Now, some of you may be called to preach, but not every preacher who's been called to preach has the same preaching style, has the same style of preaching. Whatever style of preaching God has given you, you preach the word in the style of preaching that God has given you. In other words, what I'm saying to you is preach the word in your own way. Put your faith to the test even when it's uncomfortable, because God, Jesus works in mysterious ways. You never know how your style of preaching or teaching may come across to different people. Don't ever give up when God tells you to do something that's uncomfortable. Because when you tell God that what he has called you to do is uncomfortable, you are giving up on your calling that God has given you to fulfill. So there's power in faith, folks. There is power in faith. And yes, I am in a wheelchair. No, I cannot walk, but I've seen God work in mysterious ways, all because I turned my faith over to him. Yes, it was uncomfortable at times. Yes, I wanted to give up, but because I turned my faith over, because I put my faith in the hand of God, I'm good, God has never let me down, and he will never let you down. to, I want to talk to everybody who was born with a physical challenge. To those of you who were born with a physical challenge, whatever you are going through, whether it's physical, mental, or emotional, don't give up on God, because God is using you to be an inspiration to somebody else. God may be calling some of you who were born with physical challenges to write music. God may be calling some of you who were born with physical challenges to write books. Use your faith even when it gets uncomfortable. And for those of you who were born with physical challenges who are unable to write physically, God is using you in His own way. Don't ever give up on the God who made you the way you are, because He's using you to be a blessing to somebody else. What am I saying to you? What I'm saying is, put your faith to the test even when it's uncomfortable, because there is power in faith. If God has called you to go out and preach the gospel to the world, do it. But if God has called you to hang around other disabled folks and inspire them, do it. Don't sit back, because faith without works is dead. And may I say something? If you don't do what God said according to how He said do it, you are letting your own faith in God go dead. Don't let your faith in God go dead. Because once again, faith without works is dead. And the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Yes, you're going to have challenging days. Yes, you're going to have days where you don't want to be bothered with anybody. Yes, you're going to have days where you don't even want to get out of bed. But put your faith in God, because there is power in faith. And also there are benefits to putting your faith in God. And let me tell you what those benefits are. Benefit number one to putting your faith in God is when you need something and you don't know how you're going to get it, just know that God has a way of meeting your need. Benefit number two to putting your faith in God is you always will receive, even when you don't want to receive what God has for you. Let me say that again. You always will receive what God has for you, even when you don't know how to receive what God has for you. Benefit number three to putting your faith in God is God will never leave you nor forsake you. You will never be thirsty for God. If you put your faith in God, because there's power in faith, there is no power in doubt. There is always power in faith. So, to everybody that is listening, whenever you are facing whatever you are facing, always remember, God is faithful. He has never left us. It says in Hebrews chapter 13, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. I will always be with you. But all you have to do is turn your faith over. And if God called you to go out into the world and preach the gospel, preach it in your own way. But do it even though you're uncomfortable about it. If God called you to teach the word in your own way, but do it even when you're uncomfortable about it. I was uncomfortable for years about preaching the word on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm still uncomfortable now, but I've been doing it for 14 years, so I'm used to it. If you continue to work for the Lord, even when it's uncomfortable, you will start to get used to it, and it will become second nature to you. And not only will it become second nature to you, you will be a blessing to somebody else with the way you teach, preach, and talk, and walk, because faith without works is dead, and we walk by faith and not by sight. And always remember this. God responds to faith. He doesn't respond to complaints about what he's called you to do. God always responds to faith. He doesn't respond to complaints about what the Lord has called you to do. Our gracious God and our Heavenly Father, what a word. You have given me one of the hardest words to preach. But Father, but Jesus, what a honor it was for me to preach your word for these last 2 weeks. What a privilege it was for me to preach your word for for these last 2 weeks. Father, will you call me to preach your word? I don't take it lightly. I don't take it with the grain of salt, because you are the one who helped me preach your word the way you wanted your word to be preached. Father, it's all because of you. It's all because of my faithfulness in you that I am able to preach your word. Father, I just ask that your word be illuminated in our hearts. I ask that your word stay ingrained in our minds, and let it be a blessing to someone who is ready to give up on life. Help this word that you have given me to inspire somebody to run this race with bold faith. Because, Father, you tell us in your word that without faith, it's impossible to please you. We can't do your will with dead faith. So, Father, right now as I close this prayer, I just ask that you have your way in everybody. I just ask that you have your way in everybody's lives. And Father, let this word marinate in our hearts forever. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray this prayer. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, Pastor Terrence Tate, once again, you have come here on Blog Talk Radio and given us a word that is beyond words. You know, one of the things that you said today, when you talk about how faith is what pleases God, you know, that's what our faith and our obedience is what moves God to do what he needs to do in our life. Now, God is good no matter what. And his rain shines on the just, and the sun shines on the just as well as the unjust.
Lord.
We all tend to get the same things, but, you know, I know sometimes I thought in my mind, like, Lord, if you would just show me my life from beginning to end and everything in between, you know, maybe I won't be such a heathen. Maybe I won't do the things that I shouldn't be doing. But the reality of it is that if the Lord was to show us that, we'd be even worse off than we are now. So our faith is what we have to do. And like you said, we have to live by faith and not by sight. We already have a problem with the things that we see, and it already changes how we live and how we do the things that we do. And so faith in the Lord and being uncomfortable, that is a huge, huge word, because nobody likes to be uncomfortable. Nobody wants to be taken out of their comfort zone. I know me personally, I am not one of those people who run straight headfirst into things that are hard. And so I'll step back and be like, so let me find a way around that. But life is uncomfortable. We're going to go through things that are difficult. We're going to go through things that are hard. We're going to suffer through some things. But yet our faith has to remain intact, because it is our faith that is going to get God to move on our behalf and push us past the things that are difficult. And it also gives us perseverance, and it gives us strength, and it teaches us how to go through life when things are tough and not easy, especially when life is uncomfortable. And I loved the encouragement that you gave to those who may have physical, mental, or emotional disabilities. You know, society has written people off, and they like to categorize people based on what the world standard of normal is. But we have all been created in the image and the likeness of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And when the Lord looks down on us, he sees perfection. And then he created us, and he is perfect. So that encouragement that you gave to some who, you know, may not feel like they can do some of the things, or some those who may feel like they're not worthy, they are worthy because God says they're worthy.
That's
we
right.
all have a purpose in this life, and God has given us all tasks and things that we need to do in this life. So regardless of what you look like on the outside, we are judged by our heart, and that's what God looks at. So your word was absolutely amazing. 2 weeks in a row. Amen. You knocked it out the park. So thank you for your faithfulness and your obedience to do what you've done on Blog Talk Radio for so many years. We know that you are definitely being led by faith, because every time I see you, you're just a walking testimony. Amen. So, you know, just because you're in the wheelchair, look at how God is using you to touch the lives of people who will never know because of Blog Talk Radio. So thank you, Pastor Terrence Tate, for the word that you brought to us today. We are so, so grateful for you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. All right, y'all. So you know what day it is. It's Saturday. So happy Saturday to all of the Blog Talk listeners all around the world. We hope you enjoyed this service. It's been amazing from beginning up until now. And it's going to be even greater because I'm doing announcements. So just a couple of announcements for you guys. Tomorrow, Sunday, February 13th, we will hold our in-person worship service. Service does begin at 10 a.m. with our praise team leading us in song and worship. The preached word will be brought by our very own Pastor O. You are welcome to join us, of course, but all that we ask is that you do wear a mask. And if you don't have one, no worries. One will be provided for you at no cost, even though we could probably charge a little cover charge for the mask. Like, I don't know, maybe 50 to me. I don't know. Nevertheless, don't worry about it. That's just me thinking out loud. Y'all keep coming to church. And if you don't have a mask, one will be given to you. They're in the back table in a basket, so you just get what you need in order to be able to participate in service. If you can't come out, no worries. You can still listen to our service on Blog Talk Radio at 1 p.m. by visiting our church website, rfcm.org, and clicking on Recorded Sunday Services. Amen? Amen. Also, don't forget, every Sunday, at 4 p.m., our very own Deaconess Kathy Clyburn, your awesome presiding person, will be on Blog Talk Radio with her show entitled Bring Back the Family. Y'all, if you're not listening, it's so, so, so good. Amen. So please visit our Christian resource page at rfcm.org for more information on calling in, or logging in, to her show. Now, I ain't been coughing all morning. I do announcements, now I got to cough. Amen. Bible teacher training, class is on Mondays at 7 p.m. Assistant Pastor Janice Tate is our teacher for our Monday Bible teacher training class. Don't forget your announcement. Your assignment for the Book of Ruth. Make sure you get that turned in. Amen. Every Wednesday, 6 p.m., we hold our Bible reading class here on Blog Talk Radio. Yours truly, that would be me, will be teaching from the Book of Psalms, chapters 86 to 90. I've said this a million times already. The questions are super hard to come up with, so I am expecting not only people to listen, but to participate, okay? The questions are available online at our church website, again, rfcm.org. Click on Bible classes. And for those who are in person on Sundays, they are on the back table along with other announcements and questions and things like that. The back table is the place at Run for Christ Ministries. That's where you will get everything you need. Amen. Also, don't forget, every Saturday, Bondage Breaker Ministries holds their ladies' Bible class from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information, click on our Christian resources page at our church website, rfcm.org. Pastor Janet Tate is the teacher for the ladies' Bible class on Saturdays. Amen. If you'd like to pay your tithes and offerings, please visit our church website, again, rcm.org, and click on tithes and offerings. If you would like to give a love offering to the preacher that preached today, which was Pastor Terrence Tate, please remember to specify their name when you give your offering, and we will see to it that they receive it. Amen. The Lord Jesus bless you in advance for your kindness and sharing with us and with them. Amen. Please keep in prayer Mother Irma Miller, who is in the hospital, Brother Tyrone Hamilton. Excuse me. Remember to pray for our mothers on the move at Runner for Christ Ministries, Mother Cheryl, Mother Marilyn, and Mother Persia. Amen. So we know that we need to pray for all those who are spiritually lost and confused and unsaved. Amen. John chapter 14, verse 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Eternal life hinges on your belief in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And there is no relationship with the Father without the Son, and there is no receipt of the Holy Spirit, our counselor, our guide, my BFF, you know, the person who sticks close to us to guide us and lead us, without Jesus having gone to the cross on our behalf and your acceptance of that. Amen. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, which is your immediate household today, the people who stay right under your roof, amen, Judea, which is your community that you frequent, the people who you live around, Samaria, outside of your comfort zone, someplace where you might be, like Pastor Terrence Tate said, uncomfortable, you know, to people in places where you wouldn't normally associate, you know, with or go to or visit, and to the ends of the earth, amen. These are people in places that you would never be around or go to and visit. They need the word of God as well. Amen. And so it's our job to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ so that no souls are left behind. That's really what this thing is all about. That's really what this whole, that's the big picture, people being saved. Amen. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41 says that hell is prepared for the devil and his angels. Okay? Not people. That's clear. But we know that, unfortunately, some will end up there for an eternity. And eternity is a really, really, really long time. We know that this life is short. We know that God is not bound by time, but we are. Psalm chapter 90, verse 12 says, teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. John chapter 14, verse 3 says that I am going away to prepare a place for you, and I will come back and take you to be with me where I am. Amen. So if you were questioning the Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, that hell is prepared for the devil and his angels, if you don't feel that that's true, I just gave you a verse that says that it is, because it says, John 14, 3, Jesus is going away to prepare a place for us. And then he will come back to take us to be with him where he is. So that means if you're saved, you are home to be with Jesus. Amen. Because hell was created for the devil and his angels and not us. Amen. Please stop standing in line to go to a place that was not created for you. Amen. Amen. As a bereavement announcement, we want to make sure that you continue to pray for Deacon Charles Mackey and his family and the loss of his grandmother. Amen. Her homegoing service is today at Detroit Outreach Ministry, so please keep the entire family lifted up in your prayers. Amen. Amen. On a happy note, happy birthday to all of the Blog Talk listeners who celebrated this past week or who are celebrating today. You already know how much we love and show adoration to our Runner for Christ Ministry members who are celebrating this month. So Mother Marilyn celebrated on the 7th, and Nico will be celebrating on the 21st. So happy, happy birthday. Much love, hugs, and kisses to them. Amen? Amen. So your devotional for today is entitled, What to Do When You're Suffering. And, you know, Pastor Tate talked about being uncomfortable, and a lot of times when we're uncomfortable, we feel like we're, you know, going through some things, and, you know, suffering is a really strong word, but when we're uncomfortable, we are kind of feeling like we're suffering because we, you know, having to do things a little bit different, and we don't always really like that. So what to do suffering, and this is by From His Heart Ministries. Amen. So Paul and Barnabas were strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith and saying, through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. And that's Acts chapter 14, verse 22. So who can relate to some form of suffering, whether it is a broken heart from rejection, financial disaster from a job loss, physical problems from sickness, disease or injury, deep and lasting hurt from abuse or divorce or the death of a loved one? We have all experienced suffering in our lives. Paul, the great man of God, had more than his fair share of suffering. He was stoned, beaten, shipwrecked, lied to, lied about, and eventually beheaded for his faith in Christ. And you can see 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 to 30. One day, after being stoned and left for dead, God raised him up to preach yet again. He encouraged the disciples to keep walking with Jesus, saying, through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. Again, that's Acts chapter 14, verse 22. What do you do when suffering touches down like a tornado and rocks your world? Well, number one, recognize that suffering is part of life. Suffering does not necessarily mean you have done something wrong and are being punished as a result. Paul suffered for doing what was right, not what was wrong. Our Lord Jesus Christ suffered greatly on earth. Isaiah tells us that Jesus was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and that's Isaiah 53:3. If Jesus did not escape suffering, why should we believe that we will? Amen. Number two, realize that God has a plan in suffering. The Lord uses suffering to get us to depend upon Him more. We all have a great tendency to forget God when times are good, but we cry out to Him when times are bad. God allows the suffering to show us how much we really do need Him. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. That's John chapter 15, verse 5. So allow God to use your suffering for good. Paul's greatest river of God's power came through his suffering, his thorn in the flesh, and the same can be true of you. Amen. Amen. And those are your announcements. Praise God.
Amen. And those are some awesome announcements, and put the cherry right on top of the cake. You know, I never did eat the cherry, though. I just ate all around the cherry, all the icing. I ate all the cake, all the layers. But the cherry, I ain't like those cherries. They come out of that little jar thing. I'm like, cherries don't grow in a jar.
The best. Those maraschino cherries are the best, and all that glaze and all that sugar, they're the best.
Every time I try to eat a donut, Jesus say, why don't you just go get a spoonful of sugar and just get it over with?
Well, anyway. You know, it's prettier in a donut. You know, it's just prettier in a
right.
donut. It just is, you know.
Exactly. That's a whole lot better than just a spoonful of sugar. Like, I get ready to drink a pop, he's like, just go get you about 26 spoons of sugar. You'll be all right.
Okay, because that's for real what that is.
Woo, Crystal, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
This has been a powerful day. You know, I love the devotional. It was right on top of the sermon, what to do when suffering.
Amen.
And see, this Pastor Tate's sermon and what we're going through today and what you devotion is right on time because we're Christian and we're in Christ, but we don't like to admit it, but we're scared. We're shook up. We wondered a little bit what's going on. We feel like John
absolutely.
The Baptist, you know. Ready to send somebody, a delegation to Jesus and say, are you the one that should come or do we look for another? But the reality is he is the one who came and he has given us all the information and ammunition we need to be able to stay in the fight and to keep on fighting till Christ come. I believe the scripture says in Matthew 24, those that endure to the end will be saved. In other words, experience the miracle working power of Jesus that keeps us. We're already saved because we accepted him as our Lord. So what it's talking about over there is when we do what Pastor Terrence Tate say, hold on to God's word, don't turn to the left or to the right, then we're saved. We're proved. Amen.
Amen.
So I just thank God for a faith-filled Saturday morning, even in the announcements.
Yes.
Hey, look at that.
Amen.
You can actually take up an offering for the announcement.
Hello. Okay. Ask the please. Amen.
Thank you, Crystal. We appreciate
you're
you.
You're welcome. Absolutely.
Amen. Tell Mir, we said, hey, and tell your brother, we said, what's up?
I sure will.
Brothers, brothers.
Yes, yes. Amen.
All right. Be blessed.
You too.
Hey, man, we want to thank Pastor Terrence Tate for stepping in for Elder Joseph Stevens, who had to go away today and take care of a funeral service. So, you know, for the one of, I think it was for AG, one of the folks that passed away today. So he's going to be there. And that's pretty much at the same time. So he would have been, you know, amen. So anyway, I want to thank Pastor Tate for stepping up in his place. I want to thank Deaconess Kathy Clyburn. I want to remind you, tune into her show tomorrow. She's going to have a youth on. Young folks going to be on. It's Youth Day. Amen. So tune in. It's Black History Month, all month. Okay, so tune in to Bring Back the Family. Amen. Tomorrow. And check out the youth. Okay, I want to thank God for Deacon Eric Reed, who apologizes profusely when his glasses ain't clean and the word kind of gets tripped up. Amen. Thank God for him. And, of course, I want to thank God for Pastor Jonathan Tate, amen, who's also doing double duty today, did this, and will also be attending that homegoing service for I think it's one of the AGs, amen. So Brad or AG Bradley be up there on visit at the shoe shop. They own a shoe shop up there. So pray for them. I think he was about 40-something years old, maybe 47, 50-something like that. Sat down, got ready to wait for his food to get ready, but food got ready, but he had already left. He was absent from the body, present with the Lord. So pray for the family, amen. And don't forget to keep Deacon Charles Mackey in your prayers and his family as well. We had a chance to go over, me, Deacon Tatum, and Baby Holy Ghost, my wife. We went over yesterday just to show, you know, some love because Deacon Mackey always show up everywhere for everybody. So we had to show up for him and just say hi and, you know, let him know we was there. So keep him in your prayers. Amen. Amen. And again, this is all about faith. It's all about trusting, leaning, and relying on the Lord. And the Lord will allow things to happen to make us reach out for him. When babies get scared, when babies fall, what do? They reach out for their parent. They call out to their parent. So when God let things happen to us, when Lord Jesus let these things happen, he's doing it so we will call out for him. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We started in faith. We're going to finish in faith. I love this song. Amen. It's by the group Fire. And it simply says, Jesus, he'll fix it. Might be after a while, but he'll fix it. Stand by faith. Amen. And the faith that keeps you standing.
whatever you're going through.
Stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To our God and Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the whole church said amen.